Chapter 6. Home wasn't quite the same home anymore. Oh, the familiar contours were unchanged. The thick stone walls, the warmth from the tapestries, the intricate decorations on the few pieces of furniture. The unclean realm was beautiful and familiar as ever, and seeing it made Nie Huaisang's non-functioning heart feel warm. But the people? The first Shichen of Nie Huaisang's triumphant return home were spent settling Lan Xichun into his usual guest quarters. He asked about a cell and was told they were all occupied with Nie Huaisang's spare fans, which very nearly made him look amused for half a moment before he remembered how terrible everything was, and putting Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian into another set of guest quarters so they could work out their little hand-holding and abrupt realization of feelings dilemma in private. The next three were spent dealing with the fact that Nie Huaisang's entire sect wanted to talk to him, or even just look at him, with expressions of such deep and intense relief, as though staring at a priceless spiritual treasure that could save their lives, that Nie Huaisang felt deeply uncomfortable. Yet the ones who stared at him were still better than the ones who seemed to need to find a reason to touch him, as if they could rub good luck off him. It was bizarre. He was a fierce corpse. The Saber's instinctive attempts to obliterate him had felt much more natural. It took him until late in the evening to finally escape the crowd. Luckily, sleep was now apparently optional. Or possibly not an option at all, he wasn't sure. He hadn't really quizzed Wei Wuxian about the exact details of Fierce Corpsehood yet. And anyway, when he did, he intended to bring up a list of complaints and suggested improvements he'd started working on in the back of his mind. So he still had energy to do what he'd wanted to do all along. Talk to Nie Mingtui. Nie Huaisang's Daga had been by his side every second until they reached the Unclean Realm, eventually retreating to go rest at Nie Huaisang's urging and eventual ordering. But he hadn't said anything. He'd had one of Nie Huaisang's fans on him. He'd brought out the sabers for him, destroyed the Jin sect for him. He'd done so much. But he hadn't said anything. Nie Huaisang went to find him. It took a while, since Nie Mingtui had apparently taken refuge in Nie Huaisang's bedroom instead of his own, and Nie Huaisang wouldn't have guessed that in 1,000 years, though perhaps he should have. "Daga?" he said hesitantly, walking up to where Nie Mingtui was sitting on the bed, vacantly staring at one of the walls without seeing a single one of the paintings Nie Huaisang had put there. Nie Huaisang still wasn't used to the way his brother's face seemed vacant of emotion. His brother had always been full of life, always angry or glad or something. Even when he tried to control himself, he couldn't. His eyes always giving him away. And even those who didn't know him, the ones who mistakenly thought he was nothing but angry, which couldn't be further from the truth, even they didn't think he was like this. "Daga?" Nie Mingtui seemed to hear him at last, turning to look at him.
"Huaisang," he said,
and there was the slightest tremor in his voice, fear and pain and loss, and so much of it that it was overwhelming. Nie Huaisang sat next to him, leaning over until their shoulders were touching. He felt helpless. He'd known his brother loved him, of course. They weren't like the Jiang sect, where one side tried to show their affection by lecturing, and the other side tried to show it through acts of sacrifice, and neither side understood each other. They weren't like the Jin sect, all smiles hidden behind daggers, and not one of them actually liking any of the others. They weren't even like the Lan sect, two brothers so closely attuned that they might almost have been twins, born a few years apart, rarely butting heads over anything. No, Nie Mingtui chased and Nie Huaisang fled. Nie Huaisang complained and Nie Mingtui scolded. Nie Huaisong teased and Nie Mingtui pretended he didn't laugh. Through it all, his brother always tried to do right by him, sometimes spoiling him and sometimes being too strict with him. A child raising another child, fumbling through it clumsily but earnestly, determined to do the job because to give Nie Huaisong to anyone else to raise would have been to give him up entirely. Because the Nie sect only believed in adoption when it could be done wholeheartedly, giving Nie Huaisong to be the son of some cousin or other would have made someone else the heir, and that had always been unacceptable to Nie Mingtui. Not once, no matter how useless Nie Huaisong proved himself to be, had Nie Mingtui ever wavered in his belief that Nie Huaisong deserved everything good in the world. No matter what things were said about them, that they were only half-brothers, that it was odd that Nie Mingtui kept him by his side, that it was such a shame Nie Huaisong was such a waste of time, it had never mattered one bit. Yes, Nie Huaisong had always known his brother loved him. He'd lived a happy life, for the most part, felt safe and content knowing that no matter what happened, he had his brother to hold up the world for him. And now his brother needed him, not the other way around, and he didn't know what to do. Helpless to help. Again. Nie Huaisong had only just turned 7 when their father had died, but he remembered more of it than he would like. The person Nie Huaisong had known as his father had been lost forever, the moment his saber shattered. Wen Rohan's poisonous touch and smug smile a looming shadow behind it. But in fact, it had been another 6 months before he'd actually passed away. 6 terrible months of madness and pain, which to Nie Huaisong were mostly just faint snatches of angry voices and bruises littering his arms, because his father no longer had the ability to remember he was just a child that couldn't fight back. Nie Mingtui had kept him as far away from it all as he possibly could, taken the brunt of it in a way Nie Huaisong hadn't really understood as a child, but there was no escaping it. Nie Huaisong remembered it being a relief when word had gone out that the sect leader had died. He'd been too young to properly understand filial piety back then, to understand that there would be 3 years of mourning and a lifetime seeking revenge awaiting them. All he'd thought was that he could finally stop hiding in his room all the time, keeping his voice down to try to avoid anyone noticing he existed. Nie Mingtui had locked and barricaded the door so no one person in particular, could get in while in a frenzied rage, and the only way in and out, being the high window that his brother smuggled him through for a few short outings in the middle of the night when it was a little more safe. He'd made his way out of his room on his own, somehow, and run to find his brother, foolishly thinking of sharing the good news that the monster was gone. Instead, he'd found his brother kneeling on the floor inside one of the inside rooms that had once been their father's. There had been blood everywhere, Nie Mingtui's precious saber discarded on the floor as if it were nothing but trash, and his brother's arms had been wrapped around himself as if he'd been cold, his whole body shaking uncontrollably as if he were suffering from some sort of fit. Nie Huaisong had run up to him and asked him if he was all right, if something had happened, if it was going to be okay, and the only thing his brother said in response, repeating it over and over again as if it were the only words he knew, was, "I don't know." Nie Huaisong hadn't been able to do anything back then, and now he was fully grown, having lived and even died, and he was just as helpless to help his brother's pain as he'd been when he was a child. He'd never felt more useless than he did now. "Daga," his brother suddenly moved, pulling Nie Huaisong into his arms as if he were a little child again.
"Huaisong,"
his brother said, and his voice was truly shaking now.
"Huaisong, forgive me."
"Forgive you?" Nie Huaisong asked, astonished, even as his arms came up around his brother, letting him bury his face into his shoulder as he shuddered and wept as if he were a child. For what?
I lost you, his brother whispered. I lost you. I failed you. You were gone.
You didn't lose me. You didn't fail me. You didn't. I'm here now, aren't I? You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't know what would happen. You had no way to know that he would violate his oath to you, that he'd fix his attention on me. You even avenged me. Okay, perhaps you overdid it a little bit. It was more than a little bit. Nie Huaisang's brother had achieved in a single murderous night what Wen Rohan had struggled for years to accomplish and still failed. With the Wens gone and the Jins gone and the Jiang and Lan sects still rebuilding, there was only one sect with any power or influence left, and now everybody knew it. As he'd learned from the countless hours he'd spent with his sect, the world had already started changing, even while they'd all been preoccupied with their own personal dramas. Nie sect commanders were already starting to be asked questions as if they were everyone's commanders. Their forces had been forcefully swollen by any number of overly eager volunteers who were currently being sent out to sweep the land for evil, if for no other reason than to keep them too busy to ask the aforementioned questions. And one of the inner sect disciples in charge of correspondence had casually mentioned to Nie Huaisang the truly monstrous pile of applications from small sects seeking to officially register as loyal subordinate sects under Qinghen Nie. There was even, it seemed, a very stiff one from Jiang Cheng himself, asking for a formal acknowledgement of the new state of affairs. If Nie Huaisang had known about everything, he might have been a little less eager to take Lan Xichen into custody. He didn't actually think Lan Xichen was to blame for his sworn brother's actions, but he did think it was a good idea to have a proper trial on the subject. Lan Xichen needed the cleanliness of a trial, of judgment and punishment, to wash away the filth that his sworn brother had left him covered in. It was the ambiguity, the questions, that would be the true torment. Only once everything was acknowledged, the burning light of the truth shining on all the dark places, would he be able to accept that his only crime had been trusting the wrong person for all the right reasons. Only then would he be able to move on. Only then would Nie Mingchui be able to move on from the role he had also played. Jing Guangyao had been his sworn brother as well, and he'd been the one to give permission for Nie Huaisang to go. Only then would Nie Huaisang be able to forgive himself for not having figured it out in time to stop all of this. He'd been stupid. He'd known Jing Guangyao's loyalties were with Lan Lingjin, that tensions were escalating. He'd even known, as his brother had learned the hard way, that Jing Guangyao was more ruthless than he appeared. And yet, he'd liked Jing Guangyao's indulgence, his little gifts, his sympathy, and that had been enough for him to ignore the rest. He hadn't thought for one minute to be worried. He'd never thought Jing Guangyao would kill him. Just as he'd never thought Jing Guangyao would hurt Nie Mingchui in such a vile way, slowly driving him insane with insidious poison. Based on the little the Lan brothers had said on the way back, the song would have been forcing Nie Mingchui back, step by slow step, into a qi deviation, the ultimate fate of their family. And the mere thought of it put the taste of bile and ashes into Nie Huaisang's mouth. If he hadn't been just that little bit too curious, his brother might have one day, might have ended up just like, he didn't want to think about it. As a child, he'd had nightmares about it for months, both during and after. Panic attacks during the day, triggered by loud noises or sudden movements, or not seeing his brother for too long, and terrors at night that kept him awake and trembling even as he took up space in his brother's bed, keeping the exhausted, newly appointed sect leader from getting any rest himself. He'd spent hours staring at his brother's face, afraid that if he blinked, his brother's eyes would become bloodshot, his cheeks flushed, veins pulsing as they shattered from the strain of ceaseless rage. Jing Guangyao would have done that on purpose. And Nie Huaisang had very nearly missed it. For what? A smile? Not having to train? Some pretty fans? He would rather they had all been burned. Yes, they needed a trial. They all did. To wash themselves clean. Perhaps insisting on a trial was just Nie Huaisang finally living up to their family heritage. After all, their sect had always put justice first and foremost. Justice and its close cousin, revenge. It was only once justice was accomplished, the scales balanced, that they could move on to healing and purification, to building up again from a new and better foundation. But putting aside what the trial would mean to them all personally, Nie Huaisang had to admit that he hadn't thought about the impact of it, the wider implications. How did this all look to the rest of the world? The Lan sect's leader willingly submitting himself to trial at their hands, acknowledging the Nie sect's right to lay judgment on his head? Even if they didn't want to be in charge, they weren't going to have much of a choice. "We're going to have so much work to do," Nie Huaisang said out loud, reaching the conclusion with a grimace. They had a responsibility now. He knew his brother. His brother would never accept the right to rule without the duty of care. And that meant they had to care about the whole world. He thought he knew his brother anyway. No. He still knew him. This was still his Daga, still Nie Mingjue. A little broken, a little damaged, all those scattered pieces put back together in a way that would never quite be the same again. But still his brother. It wasn't like their father again. It wasn't. His brother huffed, his own quiet version of a laugh. His breath was warm against Nie Huaisang's neck. And Nie Huaisang knew that if he embraced his brother the same way, it wouldn't be the same.
"You would be most concerned about the prospect of paperwork, wouldn't you?"
It wasn't what Nie Huaisang was most concerned about. Not by a long shot. But he'd put years of effort into being a shameless dandy that he wasn't going to throw away. So he forced a laugh and said, "I mean, can you imagine? Our ancestors would roll over in their graves to think of a fierce corpse filling out orders on behalf of the sect."
"I broke open the graves,"
Nie Mingjue said, and Nie Huaisang stopped. Because, yes, he had, hadn't he? He'd desecrated the tombs of their ancestors, and all of it for Nie Huaisang.
"I don't regret it,"
Nie Mingjue said.
"Let me be punished or cursed as an unfilial child, or a disgrace to our name. I don't care. It was worth it to give them what they deserved. That and more, for what they did to you. We all deserve to pay."
He was going to have to be very cautious in this sort of things he said or did for a while, Nie Huaisang realized. Whether it was because of what had happened to him, or maybe the poisoned music had already pushed Nie Mingjue too far down that road to be the dead end. Yes, his brother was still his brother, still beloved, but there was a streak of bitter madness in him now. One that would have to be very carefully tended to if Nie Huaisang wanted to see his brother fully restored to health and sanity. If he didn't want to see more devastation. If he didn't want to see his brother turn Baxia onto himself in the end. "You avenged me," Nie Huaisang finally said. "You avenged me and you had Wei Xiang bring me back. You did everything you needed to. You did it, Daga. You can rest now, okay? You did everything you needed to, and now it's my turn to handle things for a while." His brother laughed a little at the thought of Nie Huaisang handling, well, anything. And Nie Huaisang supposed he deserved that. But in the end, he managed to coax his brother to finally get some sleep. lying down beside him on his own bed like they hadn't since he'd grown out of childhood. Nie Huaisang was pretty sure it was the first actual sleep his brother had had since he died. He himself did not sleep. He looked up at the ceiling of his childhood home, and for the first time in his life, he began to plan. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!